today, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? Welcome back to another edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am your host, Jacob Morley. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Morley. I am unfortunately not joined today by my co-host and good buddy, Ross Uglum, who is actually at the Summit League basketball tournament covering the North Dakota State Bison. So it'll just be me flying solo today. I have a pretty short episode for you guys. And before I get into it, I just want to remind you, make sure you're heading over to PackerReport.com and checking out all the awesome free content that's over there. You know, Ross and I went to the NFL Combine and we had a ton of really good stuff that's over there right now as far as quotes and talking to the guys and kind of stuff that we heard through our buddies that work for other teams and stuff like that. So make sure you're heading over there and clicking that stuff and giving that stuff a read. Ross is also, him and Andy Herman are the godfather here at Pack-A-Day. Have a really excellent podcast that they dropped this week as well. Ross is typically joined by the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. So make sure you're getting over there and giving that stuff a shot and just checking it out. But today I really wanted to talk about kind of the wide receiver class. And I don't want to go over just the main guys, the guys that we talk about ad nauseum. And, you know, it will be interesting later because Ross does the wide receiver reports for the Cheesehead TV draft guide, which if you have not pre-ordered already, you should get on that right now. It is excellent stuff for Packers fans. So he does that for the Cheesehead TV guide. And I also do the wide receivers for the Arrowhead Pride draft guide, which is very similar to the Cheesehead TV draft guide, but I'm sure you could guess it. It is for the Kansas City Chiefs. And in fact, if you are interested in getting both of those and stacking them next to each other, which Ross and I will have an episode, I'm sure, where we will have our big boards battle it out. But if you want to get all the writings and readings and all that stuff, you know, both of them are pretty cheap. I would go over there and just see if you can get both. I think if you're a big draft nerd like myself, it's nice to have both of them. And if you're interested in that, head on over to my pinned tweet. We'll give you everything you need to know for that. But today, like I said, I want to talk about the wide receiver class. And as I'm going through these wide receivers, I do look at it, you know, through the lens of a Packers fan and someone that really would like the Packers to add a wide receiver that is a dynamic athlete with the ball in their hands. If you've been following along with my draft missed articles, I've been adding a lot of wide receivers like that. But today I just want to rank the top five guys that I think could fill that role as that explosive dynamic athlete. And the Packers don't really have someone like that because as good as Davante Adams is, and we all love Davante, but he is not the type of guy that when he goes in motion, defenses have to respect that he's going to maybe take a handoff on those jet sweeps or, you know, if it's a play action jet sweep, he might not be there to be. The goal of that is you want the defense to respect it. You want the linebackers to kind of take that cheat step forward. And if it's Davante doing it, it kind of defeats the purpose because you want the linebackers to come forward so those receivers have more space to operate on the back end. Because in the NFL, one false step is an opportunity for the offense. So if you can get that defense just to take one step in the wrong direction, and a lot of times it's more than that with some of these young defenders. But Davante, if he's the one doing it, he can't be the guy working on the back end. And the Packers have a couple guys in Tyler Irving and Aaron Jones that can kind of dictate that, and they can kind of garner that respect. But they're not really the types of guys that, okay, maybe it's a play action or maybe you do hand it to them. You know, they're not receivers. So if you don't hand it to them and they have to go line up at receiver, now you don't have them in the backfield. So really the Packers want a guy that can take those handoffs that can then also line up outside and win on the outside or in the slot as well. You know, last year you saw Geronimo Allison doing that a lot. And I don't know if you could hear it in my voice, but it's not good. It's not pretty when Geronimo is on that jet action type of deal because he's just not the type of athlete that's going to make people miss that anyone really fears. So I want to go through my top five guys that I think defenses will have to fear if they are on this Packers offense. who can play receiver but can also take those handoffs, and they can respect, they can dictate what the defense is doing on those jet action sweeps. So the first guy on my list, and I'm just kind of going through my rankings, but that's Jalen Reagor. He is a guy that Draft Twitter loved and still kind of does love, especially in Packerland. He came out at the combine and did not work out like anywhere in the stratosphere of what you would have expected. His jumps were fantastic. People were getting real excited because he came in at like 207, whatever he was. He ran. People were expecting 4.3s, and then he ran a 4.47, which is not slow. Not slow at all. But for him, that was disappointing. But what was even more disappointing is his pretty terrible three cone time. But you turn on the tape, and that is not the type of player you see. The type of player you see on tape is someone that you do absolutely have to fear every time he touches the ball. If he were a Green Bay Packer, he is the guy that could absolutely play on the outside, come in motion. The defense has to respect every time he lines up somewhere different. That would open up so many things in this Packers offense, let alone I think he can actually play receiver. Some of these guys on this list are a big-time work in progress. Jalen Reagor is not. He is a guy that I think can come in right away, and he has some NFL routes that he can already run, and he's a guy that can win on all three levels, and that includes taking a handoff. So he would be my first choice as far as a guy that could come into this offense and open things up for the Packers. My second guy is someone that I am not as high on as a wide receiver, but I do appreciate the fact that he is a guy that is a beast with the ball in his hand, and that is Brandon Ayuk from Arizona State. I've heard the NFL is super high on him. Like, we're talking 20 in the, his ceiling being like 20, 21. That would be pretty wild to me if he went that high, but he might. And you never really know what the NFL is thinking and what they're going to do. It's a lot of times very different than what I'm thinking or what anyone on Twitter or anyone else that writes reports is thinking. That's okay. But he is a guy that can absolutely command respect if he goes in motion. He's a guy that can take handoffs. He's a guy that can return kicks, do all that stuff. Brandon Ayuk would be my second guy on the list that I would like to see the Packers take. If that's the case, if that's what they're going to use him for, if that's striking fear into the defense's heart. And I think if they could get him late second, that would be perfect. I would not have an issue with that at all. 30's a little rich for me. My third guy on the list is someone that he would be higher. He'd probably be above Ayuk, but I just honestly think he's not on the Packers board. He's on my board, but Green Bay has not ever really gone this far outside of their comfort zone to take someone like KJ Hamler out of Penn State. You know, Hamler is listed, he came in at 5'8.5", very short. Randall Cobb was kind of the outlier, but he was still 5'10". So we're talking about a guy that's really not even close to that threshold. So we'll see what happens there. But he is a guy that absolutely is electric with the ball in his hands. I mean, he is that jitterbug type honestly, he's a really good receiver too at this point. He's going to be a slot in the NFL, but I think he can be a really productive one. And one thing I really like about him in the slot is the fact that he runs pretty good vertical routes from that position, which isn't something you always get from these slot receivers. So KJ Hamler would be high on my list. Will he be high on the Packers list? I doubt it. But we'll see. You know, they can surprise us. Brian Gutekunst is still in his only third year of drafting. That's not a huge sample size. He might shock us. He did it last year in free agency. He honestly kind of shocked us when he took Jair, even though he was closer to the threshold. My fourth guy on this list is someone that if Ross were listening and if Ross were here right now, he would reach through the microphone and probably slap me in the face for having him this low, but that is Laviska Shenault out of Colorado. He'd be my fourth guy on this list. Now, Laviska is an absolute alpha with the ball in his hand. He is an explosive, powerful athlete when you turn on the tape. Combine, he's kind of in the same boat as Jalen Reagor. He did not test very well. The word is he was hurt. He had growing he was dealing with, okay? So we'll see what he does at his pro day. Same with Reagor. I would imagine both of these guys will have pro days that we kind of expected at the combine. But he is a guy that I love his physicality when he has the ball. He's a guy that can run around you and he can run through you. And honestly, I think if he had it his way, he would rather run through you. When you watch him play, he loves him a little contact. But the thing with him is he's a running back to me. That's what he looks like. His routes have zero nuance to them. So If you're going to split him up out wide, that's why he's lower on my list, is because I don't think he's going to win right away at the NFL level on the outside. I think it's going to take him some time to kind of learn the ins and outs and the nuances of what it looks like to run an NFL route. I mean, I think I described him in my notes as he looks like a guy, like a chef in the kitchen, that's only following the instructions on the box. Like, he needs to add some creativity to his life. He needs to spice his game up a little bit. Pressure steps, head fake, Euro steps, do whatever you can. But he is very much a I run here and then turn left. That's not going to play in the NFL. That you can't out-athlete people all the time. But you can out-athlete the people if you can just get the ball in his hands. So that's why I like him. And you look at a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. They took Mecole Hardman last year, who does not wide receiver very well. He did not run hardly any NFL routes coming into the league last year. But what they did a really good job with him was manufacturing him touches. And when you hear people say stuff like that, they're basically just saying this play is designed to get him the ball, to get him the ball in space and let him work. And they did a masterful job of that last year. And you saw that Mecole had a very productive rookie year. If LaVisca ends up in the right situation, he could very much be a guy like that. So hopefully the Packers are that type of situation. Hopefully Matt LaFleur has plans like that for some of these guys, if he can get his hands on some of these explosive athletes. So that's my fourth guy. My fifth guy on this list would be Joe Reed, a guy I recently just watched him out of Virginia. And I just wrote about him over at Packer Report. If you go to the Draft Missed articles, there's five of them now. He's in the most recent edition of that. And he's a wide receiver out of Virginia, like I said, but he is a lot like Laviska Shenault. He tested better than him, but he is a 6 foot, 220 plus pound guy with wiggle. Oh my goodness, he's fun to watch people make him miss, but he will also run through tackles as well. And one thing I really like about Joe Reed is my comp for him was Ty Montgomery, which some Packers fans might be listening and hearing that and saying, but Ty Montgomery did not have a very triumphant exit from Green Bay, and you're right, but he was a good player for the Packers for a few years. Joe Reed, I think, is more explosive than him, and I think I think he's a better wide receiver too coming out, and I think he can actually learn and play that position. But if you look at the evolution of the NFL offense, Joe Reed could be a prototype wide receiver coming out, a prototype running back if you want to play him there. A guy that can line up in the backfield, take handoffs, but also split out wide, and a guy that you have to respect as someone that can run a full NFL route tree. So he's a guy that's very enticing for me. I think he's a day three guy, anywhere between the fourth and seventh round. I would not be surprised to see him come off the board. He is a plus nine RAS guy, so he's on the Packers' radar. So he's someone that he'd be fifth on my list just because I feel like he is even more raw than all these guys, but a player that has very big upside. So that's my list of five guys. And there's more too. You talk about the kid out of Kentucky. Lynn Bowden Jr. He's a guy too that could come in and do that stuff as well. There are guys. John Hightower is a guy that takes end rounds. He's an athletic guy. There are players galore that can do this in this draft class. And if a guy like Justin Jefferson sitting there at pick 30 and the Packers want to take him, is he a guy that I think is someone that is a yak monster? No, but he is someone that absolutely knows how to get open. And for this Packers team, that's almost more so what they need than anything. You see, every week I'll come out with my mock draft Monday, and you'll see kind of what I'll lay out a scenario or whatever, and we'll go for it. But the pass catchers are always something the Packers need. So if they just need someone that can get open. So this is just guys that I like, that I think could really add a new element to the Green Bay Packers offense. But that's all I got for today. This week is kind of a dead week going into free agency, which, will completely restack everybody's board when you talk about free agency and you talk about how that stuff works. So, I don't have anything else for you guys today. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter. Again, my handle is at Jacob Morley. And let's talk some wide receivers. I love interacting with you guys. I love hearing your takes on some of these receivers. I love you guys telling me when I'm wrong on stuff, and chances are I'm probably am. But that's what's fun about this draft process, right? Is kind of standing up for your guys, being willing and able to say, hey, if I'm wrong about this guy, it's probably here. you know, but there are guys that you should like, that you shouldn't let people bully you out of talking yourself into. And that goes for everybody. So hit me up on Twitter and let's talk about it. But until then, until next time, go Pack.